Agnolo Bronzino is most famous for his portraits done at the Medici court, but he began his career painting portraits of his own friends.
This young man must have belonged to Bronzino's close circle of friends. They all shared the artist's literary and intellectual interests and a playful but highly intellectual attitude towards the arts.
He's shown here in a very aloof and aristocratic pose in a beautiful Florentine interior with his fingers between the pages of a book. He's leaning on a very extraordinary table. It's meant to appear like carved stone, a purplish stone, and I want to bring your attention to the grotesque mask that has been carved into one side of it, which seems almost as if it is made out of fabric, one side of it being pulled and wrapped around the ornamental detail to the side of the table. There are two other masks in this painting. One is the gargoyle or grotesque mask on the arm of the chair at the right, but the third is much more difficult to see. If you bend down a little bit and look at the youth's breeches, you'll see the outline of a mask-like face. So this is a painting in which the ideal head of the young man at the top floats above three grotesque masks at the bottom.
Surely these masks function on several levels. They offer a grotesque contrast to the face of the sitter, and they remind us that identity is a self-formed kind of mask.